So what kind of, oh, in your chimney, what would you call the stuff that would form in the chimney as the fire burned up and the smoke? In the house, what kind of furniture did you have in the living room, dining room?
My mother got a piano, one of those self player ones. Mm-hmm. And all of us were supposed to take music, so my two sisters were supposed to play the piano, and I had a trumpet, and my brother had a guitar, so all of us in our spare time, when we could get it, were supposed to go to music, you know, every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And it was costing, I think the guy was charging her 50 cents a piece for my brother and myself. Mm-hmm. And the sisters too, you know. Mm-hmm. But he would go out there to teach them. Mm-hmm. And of course mine didn't ever do any good, because when I left home and got to Cincinnati, I pawned my trumpet and I hadn't seen it since.
Yeah.
But we had a piano, one of those self-player deals. And thinking what else, we had a kind of like a coffee table in the living room. Mm-hmm. And my dad had, it never did work right, an old battery set. Mm-hmm. And you would be surprised that the room, one of those things at that time, took up. Mm-hmm. See, you had about 9,000 knobs, and you would think you had a console like in different deals now. And it operated off a battery, see, but if we get it to run one weekend, we did good. After that, it was over. And what else was in? They had a couple of pictures in there. One of this lady who was killed in this accident, this black lady, I believe her name was Bessie Coleman. Mm-hmm. Was killed, and they had some controversy over. She was one of those back then who did tricks on one of those biplanes.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. And at that time she fell here in Jacksonville, and they had a controversy and said that some of the whites, mm-hmm, had cut a belt, a safety belt or something like that. But mm-hmm, they had a picture of her, and then I think one of my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And in your dining room, you had one of those big round heavy tables. Mm-hmm. And some dishes and what do you call over there? It wasn't aluminum. They looked like aluminum. They looked silver, you know, cups and those things then. But it was a kind of a steel like that, but it was covered and looked like aluminum. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of those, and we had about four chairs in there. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the kitchen, and we had one of these stoves, the wood-fed stoves. Mm-hmm. And had the name of the city on it bigger than the people who made it, Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In Michigan, whoever was made it, but it had on the left side had a place for you to put your wood for the, you know, the whole stove like. Had your oven over here, one of those big doors come down, and had your eyes on top of that, and had one of these old lifters that you hook under the eye and pick and take them off, you know, when you wanted to take the eye off the stove.
Did you have things like this or that in the living room or dining room?
We had one like that, but we got it because another lady, a friend of ours, her husband ran on the railroad. She had a lot of good furniture, and when they separated, mm-hmm, my dad got one part, and we had one